explosions, guns, violence, blood, death, question mark, and also a lot of frickin' sex. We are finally talking about the series finale of Sense8. Stay tuned!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey!
I had to pick this up because it was just so beautiful at the very end. I mean, yeah, I love seeing all the cast together. Hello, everyone! It's been a while,
y'all! Welcome
to the Sense8 After Show here on AfterBuzz TV for the final time, cries and tears. Hi, guys, I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can find me. We're not doing that anymore. Thank you guys so much for joining us and, you know, going through this last hurrah for Sense8. And we've got the full panel back.
Apparently
we're already having a threesome because we're both in chat.
We have conversations about these things.
I love it.
My name's Carrie Lane. I'm in the live chat. Zach's in the live chat. So please join us live. Talk about it. If you watch it later, though, no problem. Please comment down below.
We love it.
Yes, I'm Joelle Monique. I can be found everywhere, Joelle Monique. I know we're not doing that anymore. I just want you guys to know that's where you can find me. Chosen Family and suicide prevention were huge factors in this episode, and it came out during Pride Month, and I just went to the Pride Parade, and when I tell you that I was so overwhelmed watching that show, I cried so many times, and they were all good tears. The Wachowskis need another show on Netflix. That they can do within a budget that Netflix is happy to do.
Yeah.
But they need to do more shows because this was everything. This gave me all my life.
Epic. Yeah. Amazing. Loved it. Hi, guys. It's Zach Silverman here. Not doing those either.
It's hard to get used to.
Love the show. Amazing. I had one problem with it. Giving my preview of everything.
Yeah, hold on to
that. Let's
we'll get through it.
Okay. Cheers.
So, yes, we have cheers because we have
your
cheers to all of you watching and listening.
Thank you guys so much for joining us again
for this wonderful event. Again, it's bittersweet, but also this episode was freaking awesome. So we're going to try to cover 2.5 hours in 45 minutes if I can. We're going to do it. All right, here we go. So we start off in Paris. Beautiful setting. Just all romance and beautiful love. Except, oh my god, our poor senseis are trapped and they can't go anywhere.
You guys, the minute Wolfgang is like, I was like, oh my god, it's a Wolfgang memory. Like, we never get these. We don't know anything about his past. It's so, like, elusive.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, of course, he's still being tortured. How could I forget?
Well, he wasn't being tortured, though. They were, like, easing up on him. He was, like, torturing himself almost.
Yeah, but I feel like the things that they're giving him are probably bringing out these memories that are torturing him. Because I feel like he's never, well, we don't know, but like we'd never had to see this part of him.
He's definitely still captured, and we talked throughout the episode, like pain being a connector was like a huge theme that we were working with, and so it was just wild to see him under so much like torture, stress, but also I was like, this is the only way we were going to get these secrets, and I'm so glad we know them, because that makes so much sense. Like Wolfgang, like we have all these like ultra violent males in our pop culture, and a lot of times they don't get backstories that justify that level of rage and violence.
Correct.
His is 100%.
Wolfgang, you're like, I get why you kill people, man.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I understand that.
It makes sense. What's happening, my boy? Like, especially, and we'll talk about the reveal now because it's trying to fit everything in. Did we think that Wolf's mom was actually his sister?
As soon as the dad, they're like, I'm gonna tell you the secret, mom. It's his sister.
Yeah, the second he came in, the age difference and everything, I was just like, really off here.
Yeah.
Although, point of clarification, not his biological sister.
Correct.
Yes.
He married the woman's mom.
Yeah. Right.
And then he.
Okay. Still totally gross.
Very wrong.
But not genetically weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can't do anything. It's just like, you know, it's just unfortunate.
Yes.
But I love how she was very encouraging. She was a very loving mother and sister. Aww. Like, it was a lot.
And we have about his deep love of karaoke now.
Oh, yeah. Because I was trying to figure out, like, wait, where did the singing come from?
And his mom's like, it's for school.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Yeah.
I forgot how much of an asshole his dad was until this moment. And I was like, oh, that's right. I'm so glad you're dead. Especially the way that you died.
Yes.
And everyone that helped bring her back to him. You can also die at all of you.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, it looked like her mother did not want that, but it didn't matter because clearly she did not fight hard enough for it. So, it was weird. But I'm glad that we were able to get
that moment of Kala being the one to kind of tame the beast, I guess. But, like, take away the demons for him, especially when he does eventually get out. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'll just take my own life because I don't want everyone else to...
Can we talk about the Tom Clancy moment of the gun shooting and the violence? Oh, my gosh, these ladies know how to shoot violence.
I love your wife.
Like, what is even happening? This is so, like... It was perfect. It's, I like when Wolfgang gets to shine as a gangster.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. I don't get to see that a lot.
No, I agree, and it was really cool, especially because he was just doing it by him, himself, you know. And
self-sacrifice. You're like, no, please don't.
And also, can we talk about how much of a, like, not like a boss, but how devoted Kala was? She's like, all right, and like, I was like, whoa, come back. Let's talk. Come back into the window. We don't need to.
That's the only way he would have actually listened. I feel like there's no getting through to him unless it's like it's all or nothing.
Yeah,
and she and we already know that these guys would go the extra. I would go the distance for everybody in this group. So it was just like, oh, you know. But I mean, it also shows the fact that when you're thinking of death, you also don't want to hurt the ones that you love, and it's just it was a lot, and it was really great that we didn't have to go into detail. It was enough to show it by action, which is great, especially what Joelle said earlier about Pride Month. Like, this is you know, I know it was so nice to see their friendship relationship blossom throughout the entire episode. But that was a moment where I was like, wow, we're not even 10 minutes in yet. Like, this was insane.
No, they just went there. They had such a limited time to do so much.
Also, because it's been so long, it was so confusing to me because the fact that they're able to still change within the scene, but they're also still all together at the same time.
Just popped up on the roof to talk to Sun, I'm like, oh, she's, like, projecting onto the roof, but she's still down.
Yeah.
I see what these guys are doing. Yeah. I love it, because honestly, I would, where's the remote? I'm just going to astrally project and find it that way, because I'm lazy.
I totally understand. It was just confusing for me as I was taking notes, because I'm like, wait.
Who's where? I thought they were over here.
But then you open the door, and
there were certainly moments where I'm like, is everyone in this room, or is, like, 85% of the team is in this room?
Yeah, it was very confusing. But I was also like, you know.
I think at this point, though, the show, all that editing and filming was like mind-blowingly perfect. Like, if you want an example of, like, perfect editing of all these different people all together and, like, oh, yeah, where are they? Oh.
It was perfect chaos, but you know who's loved also perfect chaos? Leto.
Yes!
Going crazy with all the food, and he can't work out, he can't do anything.
He's like, I'm trapped!
Jungle feet. I also feel
like he's the empath of the group, so he's, like, taking on everyone's, okay, we're all gonna try to keep it contained. And Sun was like, their beam out. She was like, and we'll just throw all of this.
Let's go,
Daddy Will is there, like, guys, I know this is a lot, but I need everyone to rally up because we have a lot more work to do.
I love that Leto was panicking and was like, okay, I think we need to take a breath.
He said he's like such a cop too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there it is. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, and I felt bad because Kala's also trying to deal with her own personal stuff while also dealing with the greater good at the same time. So it was kind of nice to see Kala and Leto kind of being on the same page, and then Sun's just like,
everybody needs to
be. She's like, I need to be outside. Yeah, the chat room's all saying Leto's like the worst roommate.
No! Leto has cooked us many a great meal, okay? He just does not like to feel trapped, alright?
Yeah.
If Leto could be out in the sun, he would be a really great roommate. Leto's just like emotionally, you know, he's got a lot of baggage. You've got to carry that a little bit sometimes.
No carbs!
Yeah, no carbs in the house.
Also, how amazing is it that we get to see all the humans with them at all the different points of like, who's here? Oh, they're here!
Yeah.
Ah, what?
And so the idea that, like, for a long time it felt like the Sensei could only rely on the eight of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But even while we were seeing them interact with these other humans, like, why are you keeping secrets from us? We want to be here for you.
Yeah.
And all that came out of a fear of, like, I don't want to lose you, or I don't want you to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
The idea that paid off for literally every family member, even Numi's horrible, god-awful mother at the end.
All she needed was some pot brownies, around. Man.
Yes.
I think those were stronger than pot brownies.
Yeah. I think they're e brownies.
Real quickly. I was like, I know where they're going.
Can you bake E into a brownie?
That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure they're mushroom brownies.
It acted too quickly, I think, to be a
I mean, but we also don't know how much time has passed. That wedding could have been 4 hours long.
It was sun up when people came. They got married at night. Like, I think they were mushroom brownies. But either way, she had, like, a very large epiphany on them.
Yeah.
And all of that to say, like,
she also had more than one brownie.
She said she
was like, these are so good.
Man, that's too much brownie. Those fairies are not packing lightly. No, they're just not. You don't come like that to a wedding just like, oh, these are just light little treats. Like, don't worry.
And they were hefty. Like, those were big brownies. I was like, yo, you should actually kind of slow down.
Yeah, maybe half of that.
Yeah.
I agree, too. Good point, too, with of how many of the cluster came back in. Seb Russ in the chat says, yeah, for the longest time, Amanita was the only human in the weird.
Yeah. And then finally, kind of Bug came into it a little bit.
Yeah. And so it's so nice to have all the other people of... We have a network.
Yeah, I love Danny and Hernando the most because of the fact that they're just like, oh my god,
They're so excited. They're like, is that so so?
Yeah, because well, Neats and Bug are kind of like they have their role, like they understand like what they're supposed to do. They're hackers, like that's what it is. And then having Danny and Hernando there, they're like, it wasn't just like they had their job. We'll get to Danny later. That scene, I was like, boner!
Danny!
I was like, oh my god, my bisexual's coming up so hard! but the whole point was the fact that, like, they had their moments, but it was really nice to have the family there and really, like, taking it all in.
Oh my, too soon!
I mean, we'll get there. That's the big stuff. We'll get to the end.
Yeah.
Whispers, though. One.
That
hold on. So, of course, we get to find out that his wife is divorcing him.
Awesome.
Good for you, girl.
They're like, oh, really? So your wife's divorcing you? You're like, oh, yes. Get that burn in there.
Yes.
And the fact that, I love how he was still trying to do a power trip. And I was like, you know that you're in chains, right? Like, I don't understand.
And his broken glasses.
This is just really strong writing, though.
No, correct.
This is just really strong writing of him being like, okay, I'm backed into a corner. What is his, like, wolfish, like, animal instinct? It's just slowly take you apart. He touches
Amanita's ring,
and he's like, yeah, you're going to be alone. But he doesn't realize that, like, okay, these guys already have it, like, figured out. Like, they're not coming to you half-assed, so you don't have... the joy you had of just popping in on them.
Yeah, that's not
just
how
to get
works.
To come to you. Yeah. Which is such a nice turn of power.
Oh, it was beautiful. Especially, which we'll just talk about it now. When Danny and Neats, as soon as they suggested that, I was like, okay. Two things can happen. One, he's going to overpower them, which I don't want to happen. And he's going to escape. Which I was like, that's very tropey. And I would hate that because I'm tired of overpowering women when you know when they finally did instead of Will. No, bitch. We got Danny who was just like, oh, I'm sorry. You wanted to escape? Not today.
Oh, heels into the hand.
She's like, and I see you. I said, woo!
Yeah.
Oh
my
god.
I didn't even pick up on that. She saw him holding on to that. I was like, she
was ready.
That would have been so dangerous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The fact that we have people who understand how the world works, period.
Yes.
I mean, Neats didn't really, you know, obviously we might have that moment where she might have been shooken up just a little bit, but it didn't phase her to the point where she was like,
Neats was more emotionally upset at that moment and like disturbed. And then for Danny to be like, oh yeah, now you know how to use this gun. I'm perfectly good at it.
Yes.
You loaded it sideways, girls. Props. That's a lot of hand strength.
Yeah.
On top of that, then to like come down and be like, oh, I know you because I was with an abuser. And I was like, you're just going to give everyone power and make everyone feel seen in 2 hours? How? How do you do that?
Because she's Danny. It's amazing.
Oh my god.
Also, that outfit
so
change.
Good.
Can we talk about that? What? Them denim boots?
Those,
I was like,
them
whoa.
Thighs.
I thought
totally
she was literally going to
about that.
Like,
I was just like, what?
Yeah, I was like, I thought she was going to like stab him with her heel.
I thought that was coming too. I was like, are we taking out his eye officially?
Yeah.
Was this like a pre-telling?
Yeah.
But I'm fine with what happened.
No,
just
it was great.
Him for life.
No,
it was great.
I was enjoying that. Her standing up and sitting down. I was like, yeah. No, I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
I know that nobody loves... Well, everybody loves Danny, but she's not, like, in our relationship.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take her. Sorry, Neil. I mean, he'd say yes, too. But anyway, so, yeah. So, of course, we had that. But this part, I was actually really... I was kind of in the middle. So,
okay.
Jonas, how did we feel about him? Because he was a lot of back and forth.
Such a toss-up. I still just, like, didn't...
Even with his plan at the very end, too, which technically...
I don't know if he just, like, threw it all together at the last minute or... No, he probably didn't. But still, it was like...
Well, he's like, I've been on your side. I'm on your side.
But
you're
he was playing, like, the deep, deep, deep mole. And I was just like, dude, like, realize
the
it's the end of the line. Like, look where you are. Look where Whispers is.
But he had
everything.
To get to the end.
Correct.
Okay, so here's the thing. The whole... All of Jonas would not have worked if he didn't have need... If it didn't need to be kept a secret.
Sure.
Like, all of Jonas would have failed if we were like, but you could have told him that and we all would have been fine. He's right. I can't tell you because if Whispers gets any of you, you know the plan.
Yeah, but Whispers was already caught. Like, this was...
But for how long? This guy is crazy and he almost got away in the middle of this film. So I completely understand, like, he had to be...
Long game.
He had to be a deep secret. On top of that, he's keeping a promise to his partner, like, and his sensei, which
is
like a huge... burden, and like he felt all of his cluster die so he could get to this moment.
It's a lot.
I feel for him. I kind of wish we, the audience, could have been in a little more. Just a little bit more. Yeah, so
that
I
way we didn't
sympathize.
Hate him so much. Because I definitely was like at a point where I'm like, I can't trust you.
Just get rid of this guy. So annoying.
Like, you're in chains for a reason. Like,
I mean, that's why I was in the middle. Because I felt like there had to be a reason why he's acting this way. But I hate that it's like,
you're like, give me more. I need more info.
It felt like pulling teeth to try to get anything out of him. But I mean, the payoff in the end, that was huge. Because I was not expecting that at the very end, which we'll get to. But just the fact that he was able to get away and he was trying to convince everyone and he sacrificed himself. Like, it was a lot.
It all made sense, though, because all throughout season two, we kept seeing different flashbacks of Angela where she was on Whisper Sides and not on Whisper Sides. And we didn't understand why.
Now that makes so much sense.
Which I'm kind of happy with that reveal. Yes.
Like, this episode, like, they had so much other amazing things, but here's all that exposition and reasoning and everything you wanted. I was like, thank you.
But I love that we didn't have someone talking the entire time. We had to actually see it.
Yes.
Because I would have been pissed if it was Jonas just telling me, like, us what was happening. What is happening?
Yeah. But it was a great use of scenes already shot to explain the story.
Yes. Yeah.
It was a nice way to jog the memory.
Yes.
And also, like, put you back in those spaces and see how some of those actions and motives played off. Yeah, it was really lovely done.
Yeah, especially because the fact that every time we saw Angela, she was either ghosting every time, like, just hanging out.
And or, like, the shots where her throat was slit, and I'm like, but that's
Did that happen, though? And then, again, when the shots
line up, you go,
why did she kill all of her own cluster?
Yeah.
I got it now. I
have a lot of questions
together.
Yeah.
It was really satisfying as far as an ending goes.
I actually, like, rewinded because I was like, I just want to watch this one more time because I just want to make sure I just soak it all in because that was a lot. Mm-hmm. And it really helped being, like, the triple, quadruple mole that she was because the fact that it made sense to bring your enemies closer, it was really hella creepy watching Whispers be like, hello, you know?
Oh, for the dinner scene.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god.
Even when Whispers comes in and she's trying on the helmet for the first time and working through that stuff, and she's like, hey, I didn't think I was this far along, but now I trust you. I was like, that is a good play, because I would have just been like,
Yeah, I would have panicked, and it would have been awful.
She was on top of it.
Speaking of someone who I thought was going to panic, Rajan,
Hey. Oh, he just fell right into it. He was.
Was anybody worried when he just showed up out of the?
I was a little bit worried, like blue.
I was like, how did he get here? How did
you
know
we were
there?
Well, she's like, I got this weird email, and then immediately he was there, and you're like, what? Huh? Who?
I thought he was a double agent.
Me too.
Yes.
And then we got BP shit, and I was like,
that was really awesome.
Show for that line. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And the fear on his face, I was like, oh, he just does, he's. Okay.
Yeah.
We all have to move.
He's
Everyone
being, a,
back
he's,
and go.
He's being a good little husband. He's like, I was worried about you. You're like, what? No.
You didn't answer my phone call.
Yeah.
I met a director from India recently, and we were talking about, in a long turnabout, right, mental illness and then marriage. And he explained to me that being from India, like, marriage is the highest thing that you can do there. Like, it's all, and it's not about you marrying another person, it's about two families. Coming together to strengthen bonds and blood and life and all of this stuff.
Yep.
And to me, that really rounded out these two characters for me a whole lot. Because that wasn't something I knew beforehand.
Yeah.
And so to see, like, why was it so hard for her to tell him, like, I'm in love with another person. Because the whole time I'm screaming at her, like, girl, you need to tell him. Like, it's just the right thing to do.
Which I love that throughout the entire episode, everyone's like, so
did you talk to him? Like, I have mixed feelings about this, though. Because, like, you never really did talk to him. You're lucky that it worked out because they both love you and are, like, crazy open-minded. But I do love One of the things that I think is, if you should happen to discover you're polyamorous in a, like, single committed relationship, that's a conversation that is really important to have with your partner. And like, what are the lines? And I just feel like because it's the Wachowskis, they could have done a really nice job having that conversation.
Yeah.
And I felt deeply in my soul that it was missing from the
film.
Super
rushed, I feel like. Yeah. They just kind of threw that in there to be like, okay, well, we can't have her choose, so we're just going to say both? Question mark?
And they handled it really well because it was, like, comedic, and then you kind of go, well, maybe they're okay, because also he can't compete with that. Rajan can't compete with her relationship with Wolfgang. It's not like he's going to go away.
It's kind of like,
he'll never know whether something might be happening while he's there, so. Mm-hmm.
And it felt more like he's like, you know what? I'm along for the ride. I feel this conversation will be later.
I think what really sold it for me was the fact that they both love her so much.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that was the only thing that was connecting it for me.
Yeah.
Not even the sexual aspect of it, but the fact that,
like when she's hurt.
I understand that something else is happening here between the two of you, but I love you enough to know that, well, you have a huge heart. Like, being honest, like, that girl's heart is just huge. She's empathetic for everyone. So if you fall for someone naturally, like, I'd be incredibly cruel to try to stop that. And I think on the other hand, like, I love you so much, I'm not willing to let you go. Like, you brought so much light into that guy's life. Yeah. That's what sold it for me. I still wish we had the conversation. No, I think they could have done it really well.
Yeah, because I feel like, why tease about it and then not have it? Besides, obviously, get the comedic, oh, we're going to have sex together now.
I never knew it could be like this.
And I was like,
oh, boy.
Oh,
this is tip of the iceberg for you, sir.
Go ahead.
The part when they're at the next hideout and, you know, Wolfgang, like, walks up and Rajan's there and you're just like, oh, how's this conversation gonna go? And then he's, like, standing next to her, and then she's, like, making out with him and then looking at her husband. You're like, I'm all for this because this is entertaining, but so awkward at exactly the same time.
I love Doug just being, like, technically, but you can break up.
Yes, he's like, there are no rules.
You should take advantage. And I was like, but you know what? Help her get through this moment. This is a lot to deal with.
I mean, she was freaking out.
She's been struggling with it for 2 seasons.
Yeah. It's been crazy. But it's also kind of nuts how everyone in their life is, except for Naomi's parents, kind of, how very accepting everyone is. Because that's also, like, not completely reality, but at the same time...
Raj has a perfect explanation for it, though. Like, when you break it down, and, like, I guess, you know, she said exactly what had happened. He's like... They're either all of you are insanely crazy and all suffering the same mental illness, or this has to be true.
Yeah,
and it's
he's like you can't make up this lie.
You can't. No, you can't. Yeah, and like if you hear it, I feel like, what else do you do? Yeah, okay, yeah. I believe you. Sure, like. Cool.
I'm sorry, real life, I might call that person. I'm like, what kind of cult is this?
How did you actually meet? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I have a lot of questions.
I mean, no, I'm happy that our sensates have people in their lives that are very accepting and it takes time for them. But obviously, we're also in a TV show where things have to go very quickly. Yeah. And they're like,
and one finale that they're like, and moving on.
Yeah, but I mean, it makes sense. Like, I love that Rajan was like, I literally cannot make this into logical sense. So, F it. Let's go for it.
Yes.
Why not? So, I liked that. Yep. The one thing that I'm really sad about, because it was super rushed and we didn't get a lot of it in the past 2 seasons that we had, was Bodhi and the, what is it called? No, they're not a cult, but like...
Oh, yes. The tattoo head lady.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I've been calling them the nuns.
The grandmother.
Yes. Mother, yes.
Yeah.
I have it here in my notes. My notes are everywhere. But like, so that whole thing. So we get to introduce to the mother who birthed Whispers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got to see that, which is crazy. I really wish we got this earlier so that it would explain a lot more, but I also understand how TV works. There's time, and they thought they had more time, and
it would have been a good top of season 3 reveal.
Lucana?
Yes.
That was the council.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
That was like the sanctuary that they had created, which sounds very much like the Matrix 3 ladies, where we're not really here on Earth, but we're not really in the Matrix.
Oh my God, that little in-between space.
Yeah. No, this is the white room with all the televisions, but it's in an old church. Yeah.
Yeah. No, correct. That was the first thing I thought of. Huh?
There's a lot of Matrix.
Good catch on that.
Oh, yeah. No. It was just sitting there. I was like... Huh. it was interesting that we got
Lacuna. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you. But I mean, they kept saying it too. That's why I felt very culty, because it was like, the Lacuna. And I was like, all right, guys.
Okay.
Say it one more time.
You're a mother, the mother Lacuna, this Lacuna, that. You know, this is a Lacuna, that is a Lacuna.
She birthed 3 different clusters. Is that what it was? Or she birthed the cluster that birthed the cluster that birthed the cluster?
She birthed a cluster. And then collected sensate to become part. So she did the thing where we're touching, we make eye contact, so now you and I are connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this started, like, essentially an internet. Internet connectedness wireless, of the globe.
Not wireless internet. Yeah. Just internet.
So we are connected now.
Not the world wide web.
Across the globe, which at least that's how I interpreted.
Okay, because I thought she had said, like, I am the mother of a cluster whose mother birthed another cluster. Because I don't think...
She said she was one arm of, like, a tri-cluster. Like, there, it seemed like there were multiple
I thought she said tri-first, and I was like, Zelda? It was a lot to take in, even though we didn't really go back to that at all. It was just like,
we had such a small snippet of her on the plane, and then... that was it. Yeah.
Wait, the nun? She was in the club, too.
The gray-haired lady. Not the nun.
No, not the nun. Gray-haired. But the actual mother. In season 2,
Yeah. We had her for literally a split second, and you're like...
What is that? Where are we going with this?
What's happening? So I felt bad that we didn't get to do more of that. It was more of like, rushed. This is a plot theme to get to Whispers. That's literally how we figured that out. And I was like, Okay, well, I'm
okay,
like to,
though, that's where okay we had to suffer. That one. Yeah, that's yeah something that
that's
I'm okay
fine
with.
Fine, because it was really quick, but at the same time, I was like, oh, I just want to know more. Somebody give me the world book. But yeah, Mr. Hoy, I was worried about him.
Oh my God,
I thought he was
going to
die.
Which one?
Mr. Hoy.
Yes, oh my God, I was like, I love him.
I know, no. I'm sorry, guys, I'm bouncing around because we only have 25 minutes.
No, you're fine.
Keep going, go,
wait, okay, so first of all, him just running through the meeting while everyone's just standing, I'm like, this poor man must be so exhausted.
But then he gets to his
space and he's like, okay, I've run out of space. And I'm like, no.
Whiskey.
No,
no,
he's gone. He's getting close to it. He's drinking the whiskey. And then up pops my girl, and she was like, "Sir, that's not happening." I was like,
"I threw that bullet out the window."
She's like, "No bullets anymore."
My husband, 40 years, told me to take care of you, and you can't love a man like I loved him. And now I was like, what kind of, like, again, you know, just chosen family is not shown enough. And to see it here and done, again, just so perfectly is great.
And that's what I'm saying, is the fact that she was able to make it work by being married to a sensei, but also knowing that they're all connected. So it's like you're married to technically all of them. And you have to just learn to share.
And then her husband had died. So it's like, you know, it's their companions, which is so adorable, and take care of each other.
No, and it was wonderful. Apparently, I'm also sad that we didn't get to see that scene, which apparently she just took out a bunch of people.
That would have been so great. Cool.
But that's okay. Like cheeky, you know, it was like, oh yeah, it would have been great.
Take
if it
your lockers, dear.
I was like,
yeah,
if it was a, maybe they tried to film it and couldn't, and this was the line like, they came up with.
Yeah, they were just like, I don't think this is gonna work.
We're not buying this, she's too sweet.
Yeah, or the fact that people? Like she's very old, like I don't know, they it could have been a lot of things that would have been like, this might seem very matrixy, so we're just gonna stay.
Yeah. They're like, yeah,
and it's fine, but it was just that cute little, like, you suck, but yeah, so I'm really glad that they, you know, we're able to get through it.
Yes.
Bug having that, I know that, again, I skipped around a lot. Bug came back because we were all worried about him.
Oh, when he came back, too. That was so good. He's like, I brought stuff. Here's all the tech stuff we needed.
He made me cry so much in this episode. It was ridiculous, especially at the wedding.
Yes.
So, of course, we get the big fight. So, obviously, they find out where they're hiding Whispers after he got out. Leela, the bitch, shows up again. I mean, she's sexy as hell, but God.
Tiny little thing, but I love that they actually showed someone styling her hair.
I was like,
because I was like, that's a very finished, polished hairdo that I'm like, okay, most TV show people go, yeah, sure, they styled it.
No
but her,
way.
No, she gets someone to do it.
She's a body screen stylist.
That bun is tight. I was like, there's no way you're doing
also,
that by yourself.
Also, it's on the side of her hair, around the back with the board, so you know it's
well,
like
no, I thought
perfection.
That she couldn't get all the way in the middle of the back, so she could only do
like, no, just pin that right there. It's perfect.
Yeah.
This is the one thing I did not pick up on.
No, it's fine. It was just
well,
like,
that's me, like, watching Riley. I'm like, yeah, because she totally gets up and curls her hair every day, too.
Lies. Or that might just be bedhead. We don't really know.
Yeah,
some people do actually wake up like that. but yeah, so it was, that whole showdown was insane. So, of course, one, the tour bus thing. Genius.
Oh my gosh.
Trojan horse.
So funny.
How funny was the joke, though?
Huh?
When he's like, we need a Trojan horse and...
the condoms?
Yeah,
no, that makes me feel bad for you because you're illiterate. What? You don't know what a Trojan horse is outside of a condom
Huck's
reference?
Just an ass.
That makes me so sad.
Oh, he just wants to make people uncomfortable.
I need to talk about that. I do not like him.
Let's backpedal a little bit. Obviously, we had the club. We had the exchange. I didn't want to get too much into it because it was a very quick scene. But we had the exchange. We find out that Leela was the one that betrays everybody. Holy crap. That, like, betrayal was so cool to see her just come out and be like, take these off. In a minute, darling. And I was like,
actually, you're going in the trunk.
I love that it wasn't like, here, get in, you know, like into the car. She's like, nah, get in the trunk. Yeah. I hate you.
I'm like, you cuffed this.
Okay,
wait,
and then right before that, though, that planning scene and the meta-ness of, like, I always wanted to be in a planning scene that
Can
Bug
we
says.
Talk about the nail biting of, like, they built such great tension just in describing the plan and how we're going to get through.
And it's happening at the same time, which that made it move along faster. Not just like, here's everything we're going to do, here's what we're going to do.
Really great way of us, instead of just being in a planning room, we actually got to see it executed.
Oh, wait, also, the other meta thing, Felix, why am I always the one who gets shot?
Yeah, which we'll yeah.
Sorry, those were the two super meta moments
that
you're like...
Let's talk one moment before we get to this scene. We forgot about Sun.
We haven't talked about Sun yet.
I was going to save that, because I want to put
it together. Okay, never mind.
Okay, because this was my favorite ship in this entire episode.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to save that, because I felt like I was in a K-drama. Like, it was insane. So,
you were in a K-drama.
Yeah, no, for real. I was like... So of course we get the whole planning, and when... Detective Munch. What is happening? Also, that phone call, that video call was so sexy. I was like, stop it.
He's all, say it. What? Say you miss me.
I miss you.
And she's like, I want you to say it too.
Oh my God. He says it so sweet and it's like, yeah. I give everything. And she's like, I miss you, I guess. Yeah. I have to go now. I'm too shy. Bye. But she left the phone line open so he could find her.
I was like,
breadcrumbs, what?
And then she went by herself. They were like, no, they said don't. They're like, no, I told her to get rid of that phone. And then, no.
Did she know? I knew.
So oh, she
yeah.
knew.
Yeah.
She knew.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that moment where they're like, I told her. Well, did she know about that?
Yeah. Of course she knew.
Stop it. And you were going to be like, it's going to be really hard for you to get rid of me now. I was like, yes! Oh,
and
the
then
love.
Him knocking over the coffee and trying to save her picture.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, they're so cute. Yeah, just all of their moments were great, which we'll save it for the
end. This was the slow burn that actually paid off.
It actually paid off.
So good.
And it was wonderful. It wasn't just, like, awkward. It was like, they literally picked up from where they left off.
And then they're fighting in those tacky, like, jean touristy matching outfits. And I was like, this is heaven.
With the little blue and red.
Okay, I will say, though, them fighting out the club, though, I'm like, can we leave and go somewhere safe? I know the people are unconscious around you, but please stop having a romantic moment
right now.
Somewhere else. I'm having anxiety for you.
You know the Machakis love a good romantic in the club scene. Like, that is
No, they're outside. They beat all the bad guys up.
They so much ass. They're
not But me, as a viewer, is like, I want you to happen so much. Can you please get to safety?
Any moment the cops could pull
them. Yes,
the kiss was very well worth it, though.
Oh,
It was so
that kiss with the music and everything. Yeah. I rewound it.
Rewind again.
Shazam. Music. I need this. Yes. Please. No,
and
I'm coming
up. I think they were my favorite couple.
They were
the most like
couple.
Smile every moment. Them also with the Rajan Wolfie threesome.
It was great because we had Riley and Will the entire time. Yeah. We had Wolfie and like it felt like Sun was always just like, I'm kind of here.
Yeah.
You know? Just kind of doing my thing, and then we got it, and it was so pretty.
So yeah, dealing with so much of her family, like interpersonal drama.
Yeah,
it's so nice. Meets the family.
Oh my god! He's the dog, and they're like on the hill, and he's like,
it went well.
And you're like, this is a real family. Oh my god!
Because it was so crazy because when she said that, when he said that at the end, I was like,
I heard that. I was just like, wait, yeah. Like
who's actually like, oh.
Mother, father,
and you go,
brother.
Oh.
At first, I thought they were going to rub it in the brother's face. Be like, remember that guy that arrested you? I'm going to marry him. That's not at all. It would have made no sense, but that's where my head went. The fact that it was her dog, and I was just like,
it was so nice
girl.
To get that moment. Oh, I had like all the heart flutters. I was just like, I'm sweating from my eyes. So, this scene was crazy because the fact that, one, everybody was so good as their own because they're from all different countries. So they're all like, oh, it was so good. I was literally having flashbacks of my own family when Sun and Moon.
Right?
Just hit me. We're like trying to be like, it took me a minute.
It's okay.
You're good.
Someone else in the chat was the same.
Yeah. And the fact that they were just like, oh, take a picture with my wife. Yeah, get close. I was like, oh my God, it's my parents. What is happening? Stop this. Get off the TV. But it was so cute. And the fact that they were able to go through. I love that Rajan had a moment of like, my wife's is a killer.
Yes, he's like, you're awesome. Show me how to do it.
I was really worried. I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is how
I like that we get little glimpses of the threesome and like, Wolfgang coming to show him. Be like, okay, so first of all, don't use that. That's not a gun.
So happy that he was like, okay, here we go.
Also, in your live tweeting, you mentioned that the other moment of a couple showing off was Nomi and Amanita. Her being such a badass. It's like, my woman's so cool.
She's been waiting for
you. I've been waiting for you to do that. The fact that she could kill someone with her thighs, I was like, yes, Nomi, get it.
Especially because I was like, Nomi's like a stick.
Well, and then after she does it, they're like jumping up and down like high school girl. Like, oh my God, I love you too.
Because the fact that it makes sense, because clearly she isn't Sun. So when that happens, it's just like, oh, we're back to normal. You know, and it was really, so cute. Like, it made my heart just explode.
Oh, it was so nice that they, like, the humans get to see their partners be so cool. Because it's like, no, really, they can be so cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of, I think our only couple that's dating within the cluster is
Riley and Will.
No, we have two, technically, which is Colin and Wolf, and then you have Riley and them. So it's
committed
awesome.
Singular couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But their thing of, I speak French, and I know how to use
the
gun.
I love how that
came back to
it. I want it so bad. I just want to be able to speak other languages because of my fucking cluster. That would be so cool.
Just pop up and be like, I know Spanish.
Yeah.
Or you could just be bug and know every language ever.
I still
yes.
I was like,
oh, you you know this one. You know
Italian,
this
one. Yeah. Spanish,
and English. Yeah. Yeah. So far.
I didn't.
Did he speak a little bit to Sun in a previous episode, too?
Or yes, he did. Yeah. He did in Korean. Yeah. I was like, something's up with you, but it's fine, too. He
it's
also needs to be
worldly. International dealer.
Yeah, he has to. The other international dealer, which I can't remember his name because I hate him so much, is not Puck. Is that his name?
Yes.
No. Yes. Yeah. I hate him so much. He's so useless sometimes. I mean, he has connections.
But him with a Sun wig was super
cool. No. I died.
That was super creepy. You just said, what's wrong? What?
Sun's like, no. She was not having that.
And I wasn't having it either. So
I like he was only in small doses, though. In this. Like, here's this guy. But that's the thing, though. Maybe not every cluster's great kind of idea of, like, you have to deal with them. You have your... Get them out.
Your trouble ones. But, yeah, I love that we have our giant meetup when Diego shows up, Puck shows up. Like, yeah. You know, everybody's just kind of coming together. We got to see, like, part of his cluster join with their cluster. It was just really cool to see them all in the room together, talking and planning, including the humans. Like, they were in there, too.
Yeah.
And
I was
like, yay. but, yeah, that shootout was crazy. And then we have the heart... stopping moment, which I was like, they can't kill off a person from my cluster.
I was convinced it was happening.
I thought that
was
too.
Kala is dead.
No.
You guys, here's why I was so upset myself. I'm like, the Wachowskis just killed a brown lady, like the only brown woman. And did that really just happen? And then no, the brown lady had to come back and explain to the two useless men how to save her life.
A doctor.
She's like, are you guys going to save me?
I don't know what's happening here, but I would like to not
die
today.
I'm glad she could still do that. I was worried that,
she passed out. Technically, she shouldn't have been able to...
I mean, but what's her face? The blonde lady had died a long time ago. She was just talking about the conversation. Yeah. So I truly convinced that if you're a sensate, when you die, you don't die, but you only come back to your cluster when there's extreme pain.
Exactly. You are kind of like an echo. I do agree with that. No, as soon as, she drifted away, I was like, Wachowskis wouldn't do this to us. I would be
They could have.
They've killed other fans actually freaking riot. Like, straight up, especially, like, even if it is just Kala, which says that doesn't mean anything by it, but, like, I feel like that would be enough because it would be like,
well, I was
really,
like, they're killing
kill
the nerd, too. I mean, regardless, the one who's, the not fighter, too, of, if we're going by skill, not necessarily even what. Like her ethnicity, though, too. I'm like, why you gotta kill off the weaker one?
I mean, she's not
she had the thing. She's like, I'm not a fighter, but I can still do something.
Right.
But I mean, comparative to
the Captain Planet.
Yeah.
She's the heart.
I mean, even Riley technically is like that, too. But anyway,
no,
I was freaking out, too. And I'm so glad. I'm glad they took you to the edge that they're like, maybe.
Yeah, because we literally had two crying scenes from two different
whole cluster surrounded her. I'm like, they would know, though, right?
Yeah.
They would know if she was dead or alive. She might be dead. I was really excited about
it. Loves coming to her rescue and do stuff. Though there was I was sitting there pressure. Get take your jacket off. Hurry up
there's
and put
lot.
It on her. Oh,
there's a lot happening. But I was like, there's no way in hell they're gonna let her die. There's not on the finale.
If
that was
the
case,
she
would have done this earlier.
Or the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't because I think that would have wrecked all of the fans. It would have been why would you bring back the show and then kill off one of our characters? Why would you do that?
It's horrible.
It was a side character. Sure.
Totally.
I would totally understand that.
Puck could have bit the bullet and I would have been like,
that would have been okay.
That's okay. So I would have been like, yo, too bad, so sad. That sucks.
Even Wolf's friend hadn't died after getting extorted from.
Yeah, Felix.
So Felix didn't die, there's no way.
Yeah, I was worried about Felix because he got shot again.
Yes.
Moon got shot. Well, not shot, but
his wound was open.
No, okay, there was another moment too where they're on the road when they're giving the... rocket launcher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can we all go somewhere else? Or are you just pulled over on the highway? That was a weird kind of...
taking all these major guns and everything.
Yeah, everybody driving by
they're
can see
you. They're loosey-goosey with all those kind of things.
Yeah, but whatever.
Time to think about it. Just unload the guns. Go.
Yeah. No, I was like, why are we talking? Just go.
Yeah.
But the big twist that really threw me for a loop was the fact that when Jonas obviously was explaining everything, he puts the helmet, puts Angelica, and Angela's, I was going to say Angelica, Angela's headpiece on, he shoots the chairman.
Yes!
Oh my god, I didn't pick up on that scene for a second because I saw the guy and the flashback of the guy.
The dude from before.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I thought he had died already.
And yeah,
me
too.
He had the stitches around his brain. Yes. And he was implanted.
Brutal. Yeah.
I completely
forgot about
that.
What's happening? Bam, shut. So, okay, my mission is over. I'm about to blow this whole thing sky high. Which... so many sensei down here in this room.
Okay,
who could probably
they can't. They were. No. I don't think they could come back from.
Are they already full zombie?
I felt they were done.
Okay,
yeah.
Then don't use me as a weapon. Yes, please blow that place.
Yeah. They were already ready.
Yeah, I felt if they were there, they were done.
Yeah.
Joke. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So yes, beautiful, great way to wrap all that shit up with a bow. They were like, this is done. We're not going to keep telling this story. It's over.
Yeah. This is how everyone can now celebrate.
Oh, it is Angelica.
Okay.
That was Angela. I'm all over the place.
I was
going to
say, I was very confused. But now we have a new leader, BPO. She is dope. She officiated the best wedding of all time.
We can get to that now. Yeah. I mean,
Okay, that final, like, battle, though, I was like,
it was
no body, no proof, and it was a little bit rushed.
Yeah.
But
well,
I had
enough time.
But you know what? We're conditioned.
How are we going to have a 5-minute orgy if we spend time on
yes,
the body?
No, no. But the thing is, too much television, we're conditioned to be like,
nobody,
well, they're
no
probably going to come
no
back.
Death.
And yeah. I'm like, why can't we have it where they just win? I'm like, thank you. I'm glad it really is. Like,
yeah,
no,
that was it.
Everything's
wrapped it up.
Great.
He was in the helicopter.
Yeah.
He
like,
blew
boom.
Up.
Boom. Thank you.
I need a full 20 minutes to talk about this wedding, and we only
yes.
have 7.
I know. Here we go. Okay. So, wedding time. Obviously, this wedding was huge. We've been waiting for this wedding forever. Of course, we got to see Amanita's backstory of what she wanted. She was in Paris. It was really sad when she was explaining it, but now she's getting married, officiated by the leader of BPO, which is so insane to me. I thought he was going to pull up Hernando and Lito and be like, let's all get married together. But I think they're already married. Wait, no? Yes? Maybe?
No.
No.
But I really wanted that to happen. I wanted a double wedding. But I was,
no, but they need their moment.
I was getting really greedy.
The girls need their moment.
I
no,
that's so
I was
going to
say, it's going to be like the Flash where the two weddings happened and then I was pissed and I'm like, that was their wedding. How dare you?
Yeah. No. Correct.
Oh, and their dresses.
They were
beautiful.
So non-formal,
so
but amazing. So wanted for a moment for the entire Sensei family to just be behind Nomi, like holding her, like during the moment.
Oh.
But they didn't do that. Like,
I was preparing Zach. Why?
But can you imagine?
This is not doing to me. I think I would have been off the floor.
Can you imagine?
Oh, that would have been great.
Right?
They're
all,
so
they're
like,
all walking her down the aisle as well.
Oh, I would have died.
I should have directed that scene.
Oh, I would have died.
Can I just say though that, like, okay, so I've been on my chosen family rant. I'm just gonna wrap it up
here for
a moment. When you get Amanita's parents, all four of them, explaining to Nomi's parents their story and telling it in a round and trying to interrupt each other because it's so damn cute. Mm-hmm. For her sister to be like, Mom, don't use her dead name. That's really uncool. Like, just stay here in the present with us. Like, that was amazing. And then we get them all delivering her down the aisle. And then we get freaking Bug is going to give Nomi away. And then he thanks her for being family. I was like, how dare you destroy me like this? Like, I was ill-prepared to feel like, I had mixed feelings on Bug, like, day one. Like,
oh, yeah, for
sure.
He's
a little off-putting sometimes. He's a lot of energy, and you're not really quite sure, like, how to compartmentalize
that.
And we didn't know who was a spy. Like, when I say this, they can't trust each other. Like, that's really how we felt. When new people came in, we were like, I don't know what's happening.
Yep.
But, like, he was one of the first people to be like, oh, I see. Of course you're Amanita. Duh. Sorry. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Like, and then just, it was so just brilliant to have him do it. And then at the end, like, the girls and their vows. Oh, my God. Oh,
those vows.
I was amazing.
She's like, I hate vows, but
they covered everything about relationships that freak me out. Mm. And those two relationships. The fact, like, I want to see you change. Like, that excites me. I was like, what? Can we just steal these? Could this just be the regular vows everyone says for
I mean, yeah. No, I was happy with them.
I think that's the one thing that's great about relationships is that you have to see change within your partner.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same all the time because then you're not going to love after that because it's like, you're literally the same person. Change is good. It's scary as hell, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they talked about that, especially because this change is huge. Mm. You can't go from being a couple in your little tiny little apartment in San Francisco to killing people and running around with 8 other people also connected to you. It's in fucking insane. So it was lovely to see just them having, like, we didn't have to see anybody else. It was just the two of them talking to each other back and forth, and it was just wonderful, and it was very easy. I'm glad that we didn't have to deal with Nomi's crazy ass parents, even though they were
and
high
her,
off
but
their ass.
Points to her dad for being like,
also points to
game for it, you know, he was so cool about it
too.
Never
knew
the story, right?
The dad's like, please tell me, you know. The mom just still like bitchy and gets better later, but the dad, I was like,
no, I mean, the dad was also
kind of
always in the middle.
Yeah.
But I think it was also because we didn't really get to know the husband of her sister that he was like, this is actually really freaking cool. Like,
our
wedding was great, but no, I mean, we're in the Eiffel Tower. This is pretty dope.
Yes.
I love that you got to find out about it.
Ever. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I love that we got to see everyone's significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Cap was able to bring, you know, his lady and his best friend, and he got to introduce
and his mother
the
was
spirit,
there, too.
The spirit of Van Damme.
Yeah.
And
the spirit of Van Damme.
The spirit of Van Damme. It was great. And then then again, Diego was alive because he also got shot, but he was there. Yep. And you know,
everybody
present.
Gets their somebody.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And they got to be openly since 8 in front of everyone.
Yes. Oh my god, that was the coolest thing ever. Like, beautiful. Just so y'all know everything.
Yeah. Oh, so great. So good. And then of course we have the giant orgy at the very end. Slash also having sex with each other's respective partners.
Oh, we had the threesome of sexual relationships.
Oh my god, so yeah.
So many times. And it was also like so
that actually all happened though, because we had a giant orgy prior to this, but they were all separate, but remember that in the first season?
I think they were both, because we showed a lot of different rooms to start with.
Yeah, no, Sun and Moon were in their own room.
I think it's that connectedness. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's why. That we're experiencing.
After Nova Mirage popped up, and then like, I think
Wolfie and Kala were together.
Technically were together.
Yeah, but Riley, I think, pulled him back down. It was blonde.
But then it goes back into the...
I think it's just a lot. It was just a lot of hands and things like that.
I was so happy. I'll admit, we were talking about before, I was like, where's the sex scene? We gotta get a sex scene. Come on. Yeah. And, I mean, it was one of those, like, duh, it's gonna be the end. Mm-hmm. And then, as soon as it's the wedding, I'm like, it's gonna be the after wedding. Yeah, that's what it is.
There's only one place we wanna go.
Yeah!
But also, take me to your home.
Yeah, why don't you want to go somewhere?
Pick like, a place. You can still have sex afterwards.
Yeah, I'm like, they said that you can go anywhere. You can pick a location. Like, take it.
Throw some bread to the map. My gosh.
Yeah. And then, though, kind of them being in real space on our thing of Rajan and Wolfie, that is props to him to our understanding, be a straight guy actually going in and kissing Wolfie that you're like,
Was that them?
Yeah, no, he was there. Yeah.
I believe
and
it.
And like that, okay.
Because I thought it might have been.
No, I think they were all in the same
because
space.
They were kissing, my guess is it's the two of them together.
Yeah.
Wait, do you think three are all in the same space?
Yes. Because the two gentlemen were kissing and one of them is not Sense 8, I believe that they are in the same space.
Yeah, like they're actually like... Yeah.
Now, it could have been Kala kissing him, but...
I think somehow by proxy, they get to feel that connectiveness.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I am all for this. This is very exciting. I didn't know this is what I wanted. And someone in the chat was saying the same thing. Because, like, Roger, you're like, okay, him understanding his wife loves somebody else is one thing, but him, like, let's... Full on, let's do everything.
And speaking of connectedness, I think their final message to all, like, for our
love
fans.
And connection.
Y'all, I cried. Wait. I started crying all over again because I feel like they made everyone feel seen. And I don't know how
the crew,
you
the
have
fans,
the ability to make everyone, like, globally feel seen in your show, but they did it and it was emotional and it was great and with a lot of respect to a lot of different types of lifestyles. Even to, like, the BDSM club owner who's like, Divino Revolucion, I was
yes!
like, this is the best! So kudos, and I can't wait for the next show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Renji, who's saying that. They started with the rainbow strap on. And they
I liked all of
I was so happy
things.
When they went to that box. I was like, oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, guys. It's obviously
so much
the
good
end.
Stuff.
So much good stuff.
What a crazy ride it's been. I'm so glad that the fans were able to bring this show back so we can have this awesome movie forever.
Good job, you guys.
Yay!
And thank you guys so much for joining us. Don't forget to go to iTunes and rate our last show and let us know what you thought. Definitely don't stop talking to us about the show because we still love everything about it. We're still going to be talking about it, things like that. Guys, where can these wonderful people find you on the internet?
Guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across the internet at Zach with CH Silverman 2. And I'm on Genius on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock.
Sweet.
Hey, guys, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique over at Pajiba. It sounds like vagina. It's spelled similar. and it's great. Read feminist pop culture. It's wonderful. Every Pride Month, you should just hit me up because I'm just going to be watching this and Tuong Fu every Pride from now on. This is amazing.
Sounds like a good plan. My name is Carrie Lane. You guys can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. And tune in an hour from now. We're doing the Legion finale.
Guys, I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over social media and everything that I'm doing at atorres890. Guys, gals, and non-binary pals, we love you. Stay safe, and we will see you guys next time.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.